Practice Test 2. Listening Part 1. For each question, choose the correct answer. 1. What is the weather forecast for tomorrow?
Good afternoon. Well, it looks as if tomorrow's weather won't be quite what was expected. We had some storm warnings earlier, with a forecast of very heavy rain indeed. It's been cloudy this afternoon with a few showers, and we can expect more of the same tomorrow, although winds will be stronger than today, before the sunnier weather arrives towards the weekend. Good afternoon. Well, it looks as if tomorrow's weather won't be quite what was expected. We had some storm warnings earlier, with a forecast of very heavy rain indeed. It's been cloudy this afternoon with a few showers, and we can expect more of the same tomorrow, although winds will be stronger than today, before the sunnier weather arrives towards the weekend.
2. What does Paul look like?
You know that man with long hair you were just talking to? Is that Paul, your brother?
Oh, you mean Robbie? No, he's a friend from work. My brother doesn't look anything like that. He's got shorter hair and would never wear such smart clothes. There he is, over there.
Oh, I see him, in the sunglasses.
That's him. He thinks they make him look cool.
'You know that man with long hair you were just talking to? Is that Paul, your brother?
Oh, you mean Robbie? No, he's a friend from work. My brother doesn't look anything like that. He's got shorter hair and would never wear such smart clothes. There he is, over there.
Oh, I see him, in the sunglasses.
That's him. He thinks they make him look cool.
3. What exercise does the girl do at the moment?
You always seem so healthy. How do you manage it?
Well, I used to do a lot of running and swimming, but I got tired of the jogging after a while.
Oh, I know what you mean. I'm going to the gym again tonight, but it gets so boring. Why don't we meet up afterwards and go to the cinema?
Okay, I'll be out of the pool by 7. I could meet you outside the gym at about 7:30.
You always seem so healthy. How do you manage it?
Well, I used to do a lot of running and swimming, but I got tired of the jogging after a while.
Oh, I know what you mean. I'm going to the gym again tonight, but it gets so boring. Why don't we meet up afterwards and go to the cinema?
Okay. I'll be out of the pool by 7. I could meet you outside the gym at about 7:30.
4. What can teenagers do at the new club?
Turning to local news. Young people have been waiting for this since the internet cafe closed last spring. The new club for teenagers finally opened today. It's a fantastic place to listen to music, play table tennis, and meet up with your friends. And there are plans to open a cafe next year. Why not go along and try it out? Turning to local news. Young people have been waiting for this since the internet cafe closed last spring. The new club for teenagers finally opened today. It's a fantastic place to listen to music, play table tennis, and meet up with your friends. And there are plans to open a cafe next year. Why not go along and try it out?
5. What equipment is missing?
Hello, I've just received my new computer through the post this morning, and it doesn't seem to be all here. I'm just looking for the keyboard. Ah, here we are. But I can't see the printer anywhere.
That has to be ordered separately, I'm afraid.
Oh, yes, sorry, I forgot about that. But there's no mouse here either.
That's not the first time I've heard that. Give me your order number and we'll send you one straight away.
Hello, I've just received my new computer through the post this morning, and it doesn't seem to be all here. I'm just looking for the keyboard. Ah, here we are. But I can't see the printer anywhere.
That has to be ordered separately, I'm afraid.
Oh, yes, sorry, I forgot about that. But there's no mouse here either.
That's not the first time I've heard that. Give me your order number and we'll send you one straight away.
6. Where is the boy's money?
Mum, where have you put the money for my lunch?
I thought you picked it up. It was on the table in the kitchen. Have you put it in the front pocket of your bag as usual?
No, I've looked there. It's not in my jacket pocket either.
Oh, I remember. Jenny took the money from the table. Yours is by the front door. I put it there so you wouldn't forget it on your way out.
Mum, where have you put the money for my lunch?
I thought you picked it up. It was on the table in the kitchen. Have you put it in the front pocket of your bag as usual?
No, I've looked there. It's not in my jacket pocket either.
Oh, I remember. Jenny took the money from the table. Yours is by the front door. I put it there so you wouldn't forget it on your way out.
7. How did Susie contact her friend?
Guess what? Susie can come to the party after all.
Oh, good. Did she answer your email then?
I don't know if she ever got it. It was just lucky that I found an old address book with her number in. I left a message and she called me back this morning. I was texting her all last week, but she said she lost her mobile 2 weeks ago and she hasn't bought a new one yet. Guess what? Susie can come to the party after all.
Oh, good. Did she answer your email then?
I don't know if she ever got it. It was just lucky that I found an old address book with her number in. I left a message and she called me back this morning. I was texting her all last week, but she said she lost her mobile 2 weeks ago and she hasn't bought a new one yet.
Practice Test 2. Listening Part 2. For each question, choose the correct answer. 8. You will hear two friends talking about a book they read.
What did you think of the new Inspector Lawson book?
I've only just finished it. It took me quite a while to read this one.
It's not that long, is it?
No, it's a fairly short book, but I found the plot very difficult to follow. So I had to keep going back and reading things again to work out what was going on.
It had a great ending, though, didn't it?
To be honest, I'm not really keen on endings that leave the reader guessing. I like the writer to tell me exactly what happened.
What did you think of the new Inspector Lawson book?
I've only just finished it. It took me quite a while to read this one.
It's not that long, is it?
No, it's a fairly short book, but I found the plot very difficult to follow. So I had to keep going back and reading things again to work out what was going on.
It had a great ending, though, didn't it?
To be honest, I'm not really keen on endings that leave the reader guessing. I like the writer to tell me exactly what happened.
Nine. You will hear a man telling a friend about his neighbour.
We've got a new neighbour in the house next door.
Oh, yes. Have you met him?
Yes, we chatted yesterday. He seems like a nice guy, but I'm not sure that we'll see much of him.
Does he work away a lot then?
No, he's got a job here in town. But he seems to be a member of every local club you can think of. He's in two choirs, the chess club, the film club, the bowling club, and he's a member of the gym too.
Wow! It sounds as though he likes to keep busy.
We've got a new neighbour in the house next door.
Oh, yes. Have you met him?
Yes, we chatted yesterday. He seems like a nice guy, but I'm not sure that we'll see much of him.
Does he work away a lot then?
No, he's got a job here in town. But he seems to be a member of every local club you can think of. He's in two choirs, the chess club, the film club, the bowling club, and he's a member of the gym too.
Wow! It sounds as though he likes to keep busy.
Ten. You will hear two people talking about a friend.
What are you doing on Saturday?
I'm meeting Adam in town. We're going to see a film at the cinema. That's if he turns up, of course.
Oh, don't get me started. I was supposed to meet him last week and he was over an hour late.
I don't know how he does it. He wears that expensive watch all the time, but I don't think he ever looks at it.
You should tell him to meet you an hour earlier than you want him to. That way he might just get there at the right time. What are you doing on Saturday?
I'm meeting Adam in town. We're going to see a film at the cinema. That's if he turns up, of course.
Oh, don't get me started. I was supposed to meet him last week and he was over an hour late.
I don't know how he does it. He wears that expensive watch all the time, but I don't think he ever looks at it.
You should tell him to meet you an hour earlier than you want him to. That way he might just get there at the right time.
Eleven. You will hear two friends talking about a school trip.
Did you enjoy the trip to the museum last week?
Yes, it was good, thanks. We saw some interesting things, and I found out some useful information for my history project. I just wish we'd had longer to look around the museum.
I thought you were there all day.
No, the trip lasted all day, but it took us 3 hours to get to the museum on the coach, and another 3 hours to get back. Most of that time was spent trying to get through the city. The traffic there was terrible. By the time we got to the museum, it was nearly time to come home again.
Oh, that's a shame. Did you enjoy the trip to the museum last week?
Yes, it was good, thanks. We saw some interesting things, and I found out some useful information for my history project. I just wish we'd had longer to look around the museum.
I thought you were there all day.
No, the trip lasted all day, but it took us 3 hours to get to the museum on the coach, and another 3 hours to get back. Most of that time was spent trying to get through the city. The traffic there was terrible. By the time we got to the museum, it was nearly time to come home again.
Oh, that's a shame.
Twelve. You will hear a woman telling a friend about her new home.
How are you getting on in your new flat?
Great, thanks. Of course, it's always strange sleeping in a new place. And every building makes different noises, so that takes some getting used to.
Oh, yes. And what about the neighbours?
I've only met one, but she seemed very friendly.
It must be a change for you, living in the city.
It is. But it's really convenient to be so close to the shops and theatres. I love having everything I need right outside my door. I think I'm going to be very happy living in my new flat.
How are you getting on in your new flat?
Great, thanks. Of course, it's always strange sleeping in a new place. And every building makes different noises, so that takes some getting used to.
Oh, yes. And what about the neighbours?
I've only met one, but she seemed very friendly.
It must be a change for you, living in the city.
It is. But it's really convenient to be so close to the shops and theatres. I love having everything I need right outside my door. I think I'm going to be very happy living in my new flat.
You will hear two friends talking about a new supermarket.
Have you been to that new supermarket, Supersaver?
Yes, I went there yesterday. They've got a great selection of food. You can buy all sorts of unusual things.
I know, and they're much cheaper than the other supermarkets in town too. I saved a fortune on my weekly shop.
Me too. I'd shop there all the time if the queues weren't so long.
Oh, they're awful, aren't they? They really need to get some more staff if they don't want to lose a lot of business.
I'm sure they will. They won't want to lose customers.
Have you been to that new supermarket, Supersaver?
Yes, I went there yesterday. They've got a great selection of food. You can buy all sorts of unusual things.
I know, and they're much cheaper than the other supermarkets in town too. I saved a fortune on my weekly shop.
Me too. I'd shop there all the time if the queues weren't so long.
Oh, they're awful, aren't they? They really need to get some more staff if they don't want to lose a lot of business.
I'm sure they will. They won't want to lose customers.
Practice Test 2, Listening Part 3. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date, or a time. You will hear a travel expert talking about different holiday destinations.
Thanks for inviting me into the studio today. I know the listeners particularly want to know about sun holidays because of all the bad weather we've had lately. So I'll begin with a good year-round sun destination. The Canary Islands are known for their big, busy seaside hotels in Tenerife and Lanzarote. But if you really want to get away from the crowds, there are less well-known islands like La Gomera, where you can stay in traditional villages and try out the excellent walking routes in the hills. Johnson's Travel currently has two-week holidays in La Gomera from as little as £600 per person, or £900 with an extra week. Another island you might like to try is Sardinia in the Mediterranean. And if you want a little more adventure, then a water sports holiday could be the one for you. Water skiing and sailing are always popular, and you could even try for a diving qualification while you're there on one of the specially organised activity weeks offered by Sunworld. Many of these are designed for people travelling with children, but Sunworld also offer special adults-only fortnights throughout June before the school holiday season begins in July. Finally, if you've had enough of lying on the beach, why not try something completely different? On a trip to Iceland, you could first visit all the main attractions of Reykjavik on a special guided bus tour. Then take a traditional Icelandic trip on the back of a horse to the Blue Lagoon, before flying off to the lovely snow-covered mountains of the Askja region. A week with Travel the World costs £1,200 per person for accommodation and return flights to Reykjavik and on to Askja. Thanks for inviting me into the studio today. I know the listeners particularly want to know about sun holidays because of all the bad weather we've had lately. So I'll begin with a good year-round sun destination. The Canary Islands are known for their big, busy seaside hotels in Tenerife and Lanzarote. But if you really want to get away from the crowds, there are less well-known islands like La Gomera, where you can stay in traditional villages and try out the excellent walking routes in the hills. Johnson's Travel currently has 2-week holidays in La Gomera from as little as £600 per person, or £900 with an extra week. Another island you might like to try is Sardinia in the Mediterranean. And if you want a little more adventure, then a water sports holiday could be the one for you. Water skiing and sailing are always popular, and you could even try for a diving qualification while you're there on one of the specially organised activity weeks offered by Sunworld. Many of these are designed for people travelling with children, but Sunworld also offer special adults-only fortnights throughout June before the school holiday season begins in July. Finally, if you've had enough of lying on the beach, why not try something completely different? On a trip to Iceland, you could first visit all the main attractions of Reykjavik on a special guided bus tour. Then take a traditional Icelandic trip on the back of a horse to the Blue Lagoon, before flying off to the lovely snow-covered mountains of the Askja region. A week with Travel the World costs £1,200 per person for accommodation and return flights to Reykjavik and on to Askja.
Practice Test 2, Listening Part 4. For each question, choose the correct answer. You will hear someone talking about the West Bay Music Festival.
You're listening to 3FM, where we're looking forward to Vancouver's biggest event of the year, the West Bay Music Festival. Matt Harris is here to tell us all about it.
The West Bay Festival has been going for quite a number of years. It started off as a small gathering of a few hundred people in the early 1980s. Just a dozen groups played in a single tent, and the event began at lunchtime and was over before it got dark. Nowadays, it's a 4-day event featuring some of the biggest acts in world music.
How many people will be attending?
Ticket numbers have been reduced slightly this year, but more than 10,000 people are expected to attend the festival, which provides a wide range of entertainment for young and old alike.
What kind of entertainment can people expect?
Well, while it's still called a music festival, there's actually much more to West Bay. The Big Smile stage will have some of the best names in comedy to entertain the crowds. You'll recognize people such as Mark Whitfield and Sandy Denver from TV, and there are also some new performers from the Vancouver area. A number of international names will be appearing, although U.S. comic Joe Rean has unfortunately had to cancel his appearance. There are film shows every night in the big blue tent behind the main stage. Friday night is Thrillers Night, so there should be some exciting movies. On Saturday and Sunday, you can watch a non-stop program of music biographies and videos covering the history of rock music. Amazingly, they'll also be showing some old famous science fiction movies. Special outdoor screenings, which will only take place if the weather is suitable. Elsewhere, you can find a huge variety of things to buy in the festival marketplace. Whether you want to buy a jacket to keep the rain off, or a candle for a friend, you'll find it there. I'm particularly looking forward to visiting Fast Eddie's Music Shop, which sells albums you can't find anywhere else.
Will there be food there, too?
Oh, yes. When you need a break from all that dancing, laughing, and shopping, you'll want a good meal. West Bay has more food stalls from around the world than any other festival in the country. You can get a hot vegetable curry from Thailand, enjoy the tastes of Mexico, or try Australian barbecued lamb.
Delicious. It sounds as if there's going to be something for everyone. You're listening to 3FM, where we're looking forward to Vancouver's biggest event of the year, the West Bay Music Festival. Matt Harris is here to tell us all about it.
The West Bay Festival has been going for quite a number of years. It started off as a small gathering of a few hundred people in the early 1980s. Just a dozen groups played in a single tent, and the event began at lunchtime and was over before it got dark. Nowadays, it's a four-day event featuring some of the biggest acts in world music.
How many people will be attending?
Ticket numbers have been reduced slightly this year, but more than 10,000 people are expected to attend the festival, which provides a wide range of entertainment for young and old alike.
What kind of entertainment can people expect?
Well, while it's still called a music festival, there is actually much more to West Bay. The Big Smile stage will have some of the best names in comedy to entertain the crowds. You'll recognize people such as Mark Whitfield and Sandy Denver from TV, and there are also some new performers from the Vancouver area. A number of international names will be appearing, although U.S. comic Joe Rean has unfortunately had to cancel his appearance. There are film shows every night in the big blue tent behind the main stage. Friday night is Thrillers Night, so there should be some exciting movies. On Saturday and Sunday, you can watch a non-stop program of music biographies and videos covering the history of rock music. Amazingly, they'll also be showing some old famous science fiction movies. Special outdoor screenings, which will only take place if the weather is suitable. Elsewhere, you can find a huge variety of things to buy in the festival marketplace. Whether you want to buy a jacket to keep the rain off, or a candle for a friend, you'll find it there. I'm particularly looking forward to visiting Fast Eddie's Music Shop, which sells albums you can't find anywhere else.
Will there be food there, too?
Oh, yes. When you need a break from all that dancing, laughing, and shopping, you'll want a good meal. West Bay has more food stalls from around the world than any other festival in the country. You can get a hot vegetable curry from Thailand, enjoy the tastes of Mexico, or try Australian barbecued lamb.
Delicious. It sounds as if there's going to be something for everyone.